Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Mistakes I Made at Work by Jessica Bakel. So Sophie, what's the one mistake you've made that you still cringe thinking about?
Oh, Sam, you had to go there. But honestly, that's exactly why this book hit me so hard. Bakel interviewed 25 high-achieving women, professors, entrepreneurs, executives, and they all shared their most embarrassing, painful professional failures. And the big idea is that failure isn't the opposite of success. It's actually a core part of it.
I love that, because we're all out here trying to look perfect on LinkedIn, and this book is basically saying, nope, let's talk about the messy stuff. And it's not just a list of mistakes, it's about patterns. What did you find most relatable?
The theme of staying silent. So many women talked about not speaking up when they were underpaid, overworked, or when someone took credit for their ideas. They were afraid of being seen as difficult. And the mistake wasn't incompetence, it was not advocating for themselves.
Right, and that's so common. I remember when I first started out, I said yes to every single task because I thought that's what you had to do. But it backfired, I got burned out, and my actual work suffered. The book talks about setting boundaries and learning to say no without over-explaining.
Exactly. And another big one is ignoring your own instincts. These women described times they knew a job was a bad fit or a project was doomed, but they rationalized it away. They listened to everyone else except that quiet inner voice. And the consequences were huge.
How do you even start trusting your gut again after you've ignored it for so long?
Bakel argues that intuition is actually a form of intelligence, a rapid synthesis of your past experiences. You have to create space for quiet reflection and pay attention to physical cues like stress or unease. It's a skill you can practice.
That makes sense. Then there's the perfectionism trap. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a recovering perfectionist myself. The book talks about how that drive for flawlessness can lead to burnout and missed deadlines. You're so afraid of failing that you don't take risks.
Yes, and the women in the book reframe it. Aim for excellence, not perfection. The best work comes from iteration and experimentation, not from trying to get it right the first time. The mistake is letting the pursuit of an illusion stifle your creativity.
There's also a whole section on misjudging workplace relationships. People get blindsided by a boss who takes credit or a peer who undermines them. The mistake is being naive and assuming everyone operates with the same values you do.
Right, but the book doesn't say become cynical. It says pay attention to the subtle cues of culture, build a network of trusted allies, and understand that office politics aren't dirty. They're just part of the system.
And I think the most powerful part for me was how they talk about resilience. It's not about bouncing back instantly. These women describe crying in their offices, feeling like imposters, wanting to quit. They normalize the emotional fallout of failure.
That honesty is the book's gift. It shows that resilience is about moving through the pain, not avoiding it. You have to allow yourself time to grieve, process, and extract the lesson without getting lost in self-blame.
One interviewee even talked about the good mistake, an error that leads to a better outcome, like getting fired from a job that was a terrible fit, or an experiment that fails but leads to a new discovery. It's about reframing the narrative.
Exactly. The way you frame a mistake can either imprison you or set you free. The book is a guide to rewriting that story. Instead of, "I'm a failure," you ask, "What can I learn? How can I grow?" It's a shift in perspective.
I think the one takeaway I'm walking away with is that your mistakes don't have to define you, but they can refine you. It's okay to be imperfect. In fact, that's where the real growth happens.
And if you want to hear more stories like these, the entire library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
All right, Sophie, any final thought?
Just that your mistakes are not the end of your story, they're the beginning of a much more interesting one. We'll see you in the next one.